Outreach Ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
So let us take a look at chapter 3, starting with the first verse, where there's a shift from, in chapters 1 and 2, from Habakkuk questioning God to pleading with God to revive his work in time of trouble. So here, starting at chapter 3, Habakkuk was done asking God questions, even though he was stunned by God's answers. Sometimes God surprises us. We don't get the answer that we're looking for, but he does answer prayer. It may not always be the answer that you're looking for, but he does answer prayer. And so now it was time to worship the Lord. It was time to pray that God's will be done. So what we see in chapter 3 is Habakkuk's prayer, where he had switched from questioning God to praying to God. Amen?
Amen.
It was time to praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Habakkuk prayed one of the greatest prayers of faith ever recorded, a prayer that teaches us, church, how to trust in God during turbulent times. Let us look at verse 1 and 2. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet up on Shigonoth. Somebody might ask, what is that word? Well, it's just a style of music. It's kind of like in the Psalms when you see the word Shalah. You know, it's a, so this is a hymn, a prayer, a prayer hymn, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so Habakkuk begins, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive. Right here, Habakkuk is asking the Lord to do it again, what he had done before. Thy work in the midst of the years make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Habakkuk was saying, Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I am amazed at the powerful things that you have done in the past. Lord, I heard how you delivered Israel from her bondage in Egypt. Now I pray that you would do great things in this day. And then he said, Lord, please remember to show us mercy in the midst of judgment, because God was going to use the Babylonians to judge Judah. And Habakkuk knew God meant what he said. So, you know, he said, in the midst of your judgment, show us some mercy. How many in here need mercy this morning? Amen. Amen. Habakkuk knew God had to punish and correct the ways of his rebellious people. And so he asked the Lord to show them the same mercy, to keep them, to preserve them, and to redeem them, and to save them just as he did Israel, even though the turbulent times was coming. He knew the turbulent times was coming. And so a prayer of faith involves requests. Habakkuk showed us that because he asked God some questions. But scripture tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Amen. 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 We have to stay off that telephone. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let your request be known to God, because God knows your heart. But the other human that's on the other end of that telephone, they're going to interpret what you tell them according to their perspective. But God knows your heart. Let your request be known unto God. And so Habakkuk's prayer reminds us, wherever you are going through in life right now, be it great or small, take it to the Lord in prayer, church. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and then have trust in God to work it out. How many in here know this morning that God will work it out? Yes, he will. He can and he will, if you let him. The God of the past is the same God we serve today. He kept our ancestors, and guess what? He will keep us. We know how to look out for each other. This economy is not bothering us. It's not worrying us. Our ancestors taught us how to look out for one another, how to survive in hard times. We know how to take a little and make a lot. And so Habakkuk looked back on how God had delivered Israel from bondage in Egypt. He remembered how God had parted the Red Sea. He remembered how God made nations tremble. He remembered the covenant at Sinai, and he asked God to do it again. And so a prayer of faith involves request. A prayer of faith also involves reflection, church. If you would look at verses 3 through 15, when you get a chance, you know, take time and read all of that. God has bought us a mighty, mighty long ways. How many know that? God has been good to us, church. He has been very, very, very good to us. And so we have a testimony. All we have to do is look back and think things over. And we can truly say that we have been blessed and that we have a testimony. Habakkuk remembered what God did in the past, and he asked God to do it again. We don't have to look back to the Exodus like Habakkuk did, church. We can look back at the cross. All we have to do is look back at the cross and look back at Jesus' finished work on the cross. If God can bring salvation out of his son's suffering on Calvary's cross, he surely can bring us out of whatever we are facing today. Amen? Amen. Prayers got us where we are today, church. Yes. Scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I know a lot of us has committed that scripture to heart. We know it. We have heard it all of our lives. But trust me, church, it is not cliche. It is the truth. And you have to adhere to all of it. You have to pray. You have to seek God's face. And still turn from your wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven. So our prayers and faith will help us today. Faith remember God's past faithfulness and ask him to move again on our behalf in the present. Amen? Amen. So when turbulent times come, some people run from God. But people of faith run to God. Amen. 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 And so we let him know our petitions, believing he can still do what he has done before. We know that God has the power to save and to deliver us from all of our fears. Anybody in here this morning sought the Lord and he heard and he answered and he delivered you from your fears? Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will do it because our God is a prayer answering God and he loves us. And scripture tells us that nothing can separate us from his love. Tribulations can't separate us from his love. Famine can't separate us from his love. Nakedness, pearl, or sword cannot separate us from his love. Nothing, church. I said nothing can separate us from the love of God. And then a prayer of faith involves resolve. If you would look at verses 16 through 19, after reflection comes resolution. Habakkuk resolved in his spirit to trust God. You have to resolve in your spirit to trust God. You know, a lot of times we get on our knees, we pray, we give it to God. And before we get up, we have taken it back. And so you have to resolve in your spirit. You have to practice that. That you're going to give it to God and you're going to leave it with God because you trust God. Amen? Amen. Verse 16 says, in verse 16, it tells us Judah was still sinful. Babylon was still coming. The threat was real. And God said Judah would be judged by the Babylonians, and it was going to happen. So nothing around Habakkuk changed because everything was still going to happen. They were going to be judged by the Babylonians was wicked, wicked. It was evil you can't even imagine. And so that was still going to happen. So nothing around Habakkuk changed. But guess what? Something inside of Habakkuk did change. Habakkuk changed. He declared, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fall, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. All of his income, he knew all of his income was going to be gone. All of it was going to be gone. But then in verse 18, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk had changed, church. He went from wrestling with God and questioning God to trusting in the God of his salvation. Right. Yes. Habakkuk said, I will rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of my salvation. Yes. Even if the fig tree does not blossom, mm-hmm. even if the vines do not bear fruit, even if the olive crops fail, even if the flock be cut off from the fold, even if the herd be cut off from the stalls. How many can say like Habakkuk this morning? Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Even with the turbulence all around us, even though you may lose everything, even if your income disappear, even though your SNAP benefits have been cut, even though your Medicaid is cut, even though the social services are cut, and all you have left, church, is Jesus. Just know today that Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. So, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior this morning, this is your moment. Yes. This is your moment. The doors of the church are open, Brother Darrell. Amen, amen. We thank God for his holy and divine word this morning. So if you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, this is your moment. This is your time. Will you come? Everyone in here look familiar, but we can't take it for granted. It's a hard thing.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Thank you.